It really is amazing how many violent acts are committed in the name of peaceful religions. For the record, I am a Christian, a Catholic more specifically, but I am not a very good one, I fear. Oh, I used to go to church and I did attend Catholic schools, but I'm not what one would call a practicing Catholic. There are many reasons for this, but I will not bore you with the details. Nevertheless, by lapses, I still think I have a good idea of what Catholicism and Christianity stand for. This is a faith that eschews violence, advises its followers to turn the other cheek, and condemns the murder of innocent people. There's also a just war theory dating back to St. Augustine, but we will not go down that path. Alas, Christianity has been invoked for all kinds of violence through its 2,000-year history. And this is exactly like all religions. If I may, I will point you in the direction of my latest book, When Religions Kill, to see just how gods are used to justify killing someone else. Not only do believers cite religion as a rationale for killing, but some terrorist groups insert religious symbols into their names. Islamist extremist groups are particularly egregious in this regard. Everyone is soldier of Allah this and army of Allah that. Pretty unimaginative, actually. Islamist terrorist groups are not alone in this, however. On this day in 1976, members of the Warriors of Christ the King New Force, Guerrilleros de Cristo Rey Nueva Fuerza, killed two Carlists, a counter-revolutionary monarchist movement that wanted to install its own branch of the Bourbon dynasty as Spain's king, and wounded three in Montejurra in the northern Spanish province of Navarra. Ricardo García Pellejero and Aniano Jiménez Santo were murdered by the far-right slash fascist gunmen. The attack took place less than a year after Franco's death. I don't know about you, but Warriors of Christ the King does not sound very Christian to me. Just one more instance of Jesus killing someone else, I guess. Or maybe Jesus wept.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.